When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Are we buying these breakouts? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Thursday, April 18th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White and two pitchers who had great performances on Wednesday. Tanner Houck, a three-hit shutout. It's actually back-to-back days with a complete game shutout in Major League Baseball. What year is it? He was awesome. 9 strikeouts, 19 swinging strikes. The other one, Christopher Sanchez, up against the Rockies. 6 innings, 1 unearned run, 10 strikeouts to 1 walk, 17 swinging strikes. That velocity remains up so far this season. Scott, are you buying the breakouts for both of these guys? And if so, which one do you like more?
I'm a bit more inclined toward Christopher Sanchez because I saw a lot to like last year as well. And in fact, considered him a sleeper coming into this year. So a little bit of confirmation bias, a little bit of leaning more on the lengthier track record there of success. It's been kind of a mixed bag for Christopher Sanchez this year, it's fair to say, but mostly control has been the issue because he was a standout in control as a rookie last year. That was one of the big selling points. We heard this spring he was trying to throw harder, which is how he first broke in as a minor leaguer. He was a harder thrower and he kind of pulled back on that velocity to get more control. He was trying to get the best of both worlds this year. But we didn't really see that come together until this start for Christopher Sanchez, where he threw more than 70% of his pitches for strikes, walked 1 in 6 innings, had the 10 strikeouts. It was against the Rockies on the road, which is maybe the best matchup, pitching matchup there is. So you have to add that context, but it's now 3 of 4 starts where Christopher Sanchez has been pretty good and the strikeouts have been good. Hopefully he can continue with this control. And if he does, I think he'll really be on to something. But hey, I like what I'm seeing from Tanner Houck too. He's had just one misfire among his 4 starts as well. It was a particularly ugly start, but 3 of the 4 have been great. And this one was the best yet, obviously. He's been emphasizing his slider, and that's helped him become more of a strikeout pitcher. And then in addition to that, in this start, in this complete game shutout, Tanner Houck threw his splitter 34% of the time. Normally it's more like 10 to 15%. So the usage on that was way up. It's always been a good swing and miss pitch for him. I've always been asking Tanner Houck to throw it more. He did in this start. And if he gets those gains from the slider and the splitter, he could really be on to something. So I'm considering both of them to be top 50 starting pitchers in fantasy now, with upside still to improve from there.
Let's talk about a hitter who might be onto something. That is Esteban Ruiz, who led off against a lefty in Steven Matz here on Wednesday, 1 for 5 with a sock and a shoe. That's now 2 games that Ruiz has played, 2 home runs. The homer he hit in this game, 109.8 exit velocity, the hardest hit ball in his career, 412 feet. He's already 61% rostered, Scott. I don't know that we need to add Esteban Ruiz in points leagues. But now that there might be power, we heard in the offseason that he's added some bulk. He's looking to hit the ball harder, and he got sent to the minors. That's exactly what he did. He's back for 2 games, and that's exactly what he's done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Esteban Ruiz clicks, he's going to matter in every fantasy league. It's just the impact he could make in categories leagues, just in the stolen base category, is so significant that you can't afford to wait and see how this playing time situation shakes out. But if he's gets to playing full time and has added some power, we saw him put up pretty good home run totals in the minors. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. We've heard of the spring that he was hitting the ball harder. And yes, in the span of 3 days, he has now set a new record for his hardest hit fly ball, much less home run, twice. He's done that twice in the span of 3 days. So we're seeing tangible results there, backing up the reports of him hitting the ball harder. And that's not even what we're counting on him to do necessarily. We're counting on him to steal dozens of bases. I think given the looks of the Athletics lineup, given how Ruiz himself looks, it's only a matter of time before he's back to playing every day. And I would be very encouraged by that. I would pick him up in any categories, leagues where he's available.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
On May 23rd...
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.